solutions, football, and netball business plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture of planting a new tree to Agfa.Africa into the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Please see the plan.
Good afternoon, good evening, the headlines. The CCMIA aims to construct access roads at Kikonge Mine as part of efforts to normalize, to formalize Artisanal Mining. CFO's monitoring delimitation exercise raised concerns over politicization and technical gaps. And in global news, Islamic police in Nigeria arrest 9 Muslims for not fasting during Ramadan. With the 18 hours news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Pedro Mozando. Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe has announced that ZCCMIH will soon commence the construction of access roads at Kikonge Mine in Mfumbwe District as part of government's broader efforts to formalize artisanal and small-scale mining activities and restore order in the area. Mr. Kabuswe says the move signals government commitment to structured and regulated mining operations following growing security concerns linked to illegal mining. He says the illegal mining activities in Mfumbwe have led to the emergence of small militia groups, a development he described as alarming and a threat to national security. The minister says government is therefore resolute in ensuring that sanity is restored and that all mining activities are conducted within the confines of the law. Mr. Kabuswe adds that formalization of the artisanal mining sector remains the sustainable solution to curbing illegal activities. And Mr. Kabuswe has disclosed that government has trained 470 mining co-operators across two sites in Mfumbwe and Mpika, representing approximately 47,000 individuals with focus on responsible mining practices, environmental protection, safety compliance, and value addition.
And therefore, we need to work together, financial, not even mining companies, Nova, SCA, Romana, FQM, to work together with what ZCCMI is now doing, so that we can properly formalize these people. Because there are threats to all of us if we don't deal with it. So government has shown the way. After building those vehicles, we are now taking the train to our license, company, formalize. This is the thing we are already moving in Congo. We are doing the ones now, isn't it? That leads to the fact.
A preliminary assessment by the Consortium of Civil Society Organizations, CSOs, on governance and constitutionalism indicates that there has been significant public interest in the delimitation process in all districts visited. Giving its interim assessment on the district delimitation exercise, Consortium Secretary and SACOD Executive Director Arthur Mulinda says the CSOs commend the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for facilitating transparent public sitting and actively engaging citizens. Mr. Mulinda, however, says the consortium is concerned over the highly technical nature of the exercise, noting that many members of the public are not adequately prepared to engage with the technical details. He has also highlighted the risk of overexpansion beyond the targeted 226 constituencies and politicization of submission, with some areas driven by political calculations rather than objective criteria. Mr. Mulinda says the consortium therefore recommends that ECZ explicitly require provincial consultations to consider registered voter population alongside other factors, provide technical guidance at provincial level, and adhere to evidence-based targets. The consortium is further calling for a national consultative and verification process to ensure alignment with constitutional principles.
We are currently monitoring the ongoing delimitation exercise being conducted by the Electoral Commission of Zambia across the country. We shall also conduct monitoring of the provincial and the national engagement. So far, our observation has been that the delimitation process is highly technical. Many members of the public who have not been adequately prepared to meaningfully engage with the technical details, statistics, and legal framework governing. We have also observed that the delimitation guidelines that we have to encourage this district to propose the creation of additional concessions, including areas that are already relatively small in terms of general population and registered voter population. Public submissions, however, have largely focused on vast constituencies that pose representation and accessibility challenges.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sunda Kumsokatana says Zambia's economy remains positive in 2026, with real GDP growth projected at 6.4%, with mining identified as the principal driver of that expansion, supported by a ramp-up in investment. In a ministerial statement delivered in the National Assembly this afternoon, Dr. Msopotwane also projected that inflation will ease towards the target band of 6 to 8%, owing to exchange rate appreciation, gains in foreign reserves, and stronger exports, which will trigger a decline in food prices as domestic supply conditions improve. He also confirmed that government will continue engagement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, despite the recorded economic gains, citing the economy's vulnerability to external shocks and stressing that recent debt restructuring did not amount to a write-off of obligations. Meanwhile, Dr. Msopotwane disclosed that as of 31st December 2025, public sector debt stood at $28.9 billion, comprising $16.1 billion in government external debt, $1.4 billion in government-guaranteed external debt, and $263.7 billion kwacha in domestic debt.
It looks positive in 2026, with a real GDP growth projected to be 6.4%. Mining remains the major driver of growth, supported by ramp-up in investment. Inflation is projected to continue towards the
5.6% at Mutasoni 01 polling station along Lilai Road during the Chawama constituency parliamentary by-election has testified that the polling station was not fake, contrary to allegations by Matera Member of Parliament Miles Lusamba. Mr. Molen Siunda told Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milunde that after Mr. Sampa's posting, activity around the tented polling point slowed, with only 66 people voting out of 456 registered voters on the day. Mr. Siunda stated that the presence of many people standing near vehicles within a 400-meter radius, unlike those coming to vote, made him and five other staff uncomfortable and contributed to reduced voter presence during polling. However, during cross-examination by defense lawyer Charles Changano, Mr. Siunda acknowledged that although Mutasoni 01 polling station had been used since 2015, he was unsure whether it was formally gazetted, because gazetted polling stations typically have permanent structures, while the site in question used temporary tents. Allegations in this matter are that on the 15th of January 2026, Mr. Sampa transmitted false information claiming that a fake polling station had been opened along Lilai Road on voting day of the Chawama by-election. Trial continues in April. In global news, the Islamic Police in Nigeria's northern state of Kano has arrested nine Muslims who were seen eating food during the first day of this year's Ramadan fast. Kano has a majority Muslim population where an Islamic legal system, or Sharia, operates along secular law. The Islamic Police, known as the Hizbah, search cafes, restaurants and markets every year during Ramadan to ensure Muslims are adhering to the fasting hours. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
The South Korean ex-president Yoon Sung-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison and was found guilty of insurrection for his failed declaration of martial law in 2024. His defense minister and several military commanders have also been sentenced. More than 650 suspected cyber criminals have been arrested.